Hello, we're back.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Talk to Me, Sis. We missed you guys.
We have missed everybody, and we are so excited to be back. We hate that we missed last week, but like we said on Instagram, life just got in the way, and we're here now.
And like, example, I am coming to you from Toronto, Canada, from a hotel room. So sorry about the... It's the only quiet place I could find.
Hey, as long as we get it done, it doesn't matter where we're coming from. I am coming from the kitchen, and so that's what's going on.
Oh, and see?
Yeah.
There's the kitchen.
There you go. You did great. You did great. Tanner, do you want to come say hi real quick?
Oh, Tanner!
Lean down. Say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, hang on. Stay right there. Connor, come say hi to everybody. I'm traveling with Connor. Hold on.
Yeah. Ooh. Hey, Tanner.
Hey, Miss Nikki. Hey, bud.
Squat down a little bit.
Hey.
Oh, what you doing, Tank?
Well, I came to say hi to you and Connor.
And what were you just doing a minute ago?
I was just sweeping out the patio.
He's being very helpful today. He took off the garbage. He swept out the patio. He's done a lot of jobs today.
Yeah.
Thank you. Connor and I are in Toronto on a project. That's all we're going to say, right? Yep.
Love it.
And we are headed off to a pretty historical place. Where are we going?
The Canadian National Tower.
It's what? Tell Tanner what it is.
It is the world's tallest freestanding structure.
That's so cool. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Tanner, I'm so scared because we bought tickets to go all the way to the top.
Oh my gosh, you can do it, Missise.
You can do it.
Tanner, I'm scared.
I understand you're scared, but you'll get through your fear.
I was just wanting to go to like the observation deck, and then this man is making me go to the top.
And I have seen Connor and the roller coasters that he's willing to ride. So I think you're going all the way, Elise.
Are you going to like guide me through this?
Yeah.
Bye, Tanner. All right. Well, thanks for saying hi. Say bye to Miss Nikki.
Bye.
Bye, Connor. Great to see you, darling. Have fun this afternoon.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. He's already yawning. Okay. Have a good one, babe. So yeah, life, like very,
Life is lifing,
even at this age. And, you know, I think it's kind of cool. Nikki and I just want to reiterate how blessed I feel at 53 with a 26-year-old as my oldest. And I still get all this quality time from just getting to hang out with him. And it even stands, and I think your family's similar, the younger neurotypical kids kind of want to hang out with us. So I don't know. Life is good. Empty nesting is a scary concept, but the fact that the kids want to hang out with us is really cool. And this having extra time is fun.
And that to me has definitely been the biggest unexpected blessing of the whole Love on the Spectrum experience. It's put Tanner and I spending just the vast majority of our time together. And if this had never happened, we would not be. I mean, he would be in Clemson the vast majority of the time. I would be here. So I'm trying to just soak up every minute and enjoy it. And so glad.
I know.
So thankful for it. It's been really good.
It's not going to be forever. I understand. So anyway, so what else? What have you been doing?
I feel like what have we not been doing? It's been wild. We just got back from California for the Netflix Reality Awards, which was super fun. Met some amazing people and had an incredible experience in Indiana with the Best Buddies Convention, their leadership convention. And we spoke there and it was just so wonderful. Met the nicest people, had the best experience. So super grateful for both those trips. Tanner's having some work done in his apartment. That's why he's here this week. Then we have a couple more trips planned this summer. And before we know it, it's going to be football season in fall. And Maverick's getting ready to go off to college. Taylor's getting more and more pregnant every day. Midge is decorating her classroom. It's all good, but all busy. But what about your crew?
Just kind of same. Busy with travel. The kids are all kind of working and doing their thing like the youngers. A kind of cool new thing for me is, you know, I still have my full-time job. And Connor's younger brother, Ben, joined the team working with me. So here again, I get to actually work my full-time job with one of my kids, kind of learning the ropes. So that's been funny and cool. It's funny. Just a quick funny story. We'll be in front of customers and I'm like, you've got to call me Lise when we're out there. And it's so weird for him.
Yeah.
So we'll be, you know, discussing their project and talking about stone selections or whatever. And he's like, Mom. And I'm like,
Lisa.
And it's so funny. And, you know, it's he's cute. He's just like, I don't have, you know, it's just so automatic for me to call you Mom. It's so funny.
Well, and let me say a word about your Ben, because Ben, I feel like, is your family's counterpart to Maverick. And Ben is the one I've spent the least time around and actually know the least, but Ben is precious. Ben is the nicest, kindest, sweetest, gentlest guy. He really is.
The unsung, like,
yeah,
rock.
Kind of, yeah, truly. That is who Ben and Maverick are in the family. They're kind of the behind-the-scenes quiet guys.
And I think if you guys go back to the siblings, you'll meet the boys there. You know, if you went back to the siblings podcast, or if you missed it and you want to meet them, they're there. But so that's kind of it. Connor has had us running around, exciting, cool things.
Very
I can't really talk about them too much, but cool stuff for Connor. And what I will say, or what I feel comfortable saying at this point, is it's just so heartwarming. And I think this is sort of what one of the unforeseen kind of benefits of Love on the Spectrum and shows like it is providing so much representation in the world of people with disabilities, neurodivergent individuals, and just representing them where they are and who they are authentically in the world, and giving the opportunities for them just being them. And you know, I mean, that probably sounds really shrouded and cryptic, but I'm just saying, I'm so energized by the opportunities that are coming Connor's way. And Connor is literally just being recognized for being Connor. And
100%.
I want to use that message to say, okay, world and people, Connor was ignored, no friends, never invited anywhere, and Connor hasn't ever changed. And now the world is seeing him. So come on, is there somebody sitting in your classroom, in your community, working at a local store that maybe doesn't get seen? Like, let's
let it
be eye-opening to make a connection.
If the show can do that, if the show can do that, it will have exceeded all goals. Like, if it can make people look around them and see that quiet kid, or that kid who's a little different, or that coworker that maybe you don't quite know exactly how to approach them. If it makes those relationships happen, it will have all been worth it. It's amazing.
And I know, and I'll be really honest, and I think some of them, you know, we're going to do DMs here in a little bit. And some of the DMs that I picked were, you know, hey, we like the authentic, real talk, like the, not the candy coated stuff. Right. And part of it is, I am sure Connor was viewed as quirky. And what I think I told this story in one of the other podcasts, the November before Connor's premiere season, before we even knew you, Connor was getting complaints from customers about him singing in the parking lot and talking to himself or doing. So the manager came to me to see how we could mitigate some of that behavior. And now people are going in wanting pictures with him. So be kind. Can we
be
just,
kind.
You know, be kind and be a little more open to making that connection. I mean, I don't want to be on a soapbox. I'm just saying, super energized at everything that's cool that's happening with Connor. My work has, again, been amazing supporting me so I can support him. Mm-hmm. But I am I'm out a lot with this man. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
You are. Their schedules are quite wild. But yeah, I agree. And I've just the other opportunity that has just been like so incredibly, just felt like such a blessing and a privilege, is to talk to all these other moms. Like our last three podcasts with the moms of complex support needs. Oh my goodness. That I don't know why that they all just meant so much to me. And I loved how every one of those three episodes had a totally different focus. Like what strategies and what therapies and what interventions are working for their particular family were three totally different things. And all three kids present totally differently. So we had Betsy on the go, and then we had Andrea Landreth, who is Drawings by Trent's mom.
Yeah.
And then we had Nikki Tomczak, who is Olivia's mom. And, you know, Betsy introduced us to the world of spelling to communicate, which is amazing. Just such a cool, I just think it's something everybody needs to read up on. Everybody needs to educate themselves on. And again, Lisa and I are never, ever saying that anything we discuss, that we are not standing behind or against anything. We are simply sharing other people's experiences. If it's helpful to you, use it. If it is not helpful to you, by all means, throw it out. We're not encouraging or dismissing anything, but it was fascinating to hear how it has impacted Joey's life. And Betsy's just amazing.
Oh, she loved her whole energy. And without any spoilers for our Talk to Me Sis listeners, subscribers, and fans, Betsy is really wanting to work with Nikki and I to kind of plan something really special.
Yes.
For some of you, and we don't really know what it's going to look like. And I am going to tease it a little bit just to let you know that Betsy is also not only just having her own life experience. And again, like Nikki said, we're not endorsing any one thing. This is about conversations. This is about what's out there. And these are everybody's lived experiences. And just like when you guys comment coming from your lived experience, we love and respect that. But we also want this open, safe space to respect our guests and also us, but we're not here to endorse or push any one thing. We're just talking about our lived experience, and nobody can judge or dispute that, because that's where we're all coming from. Yeah. But Betsy on the go is just on it. And we talked to her about some things that we'd love to do, and she's helping us. So I'm impressed with her. Because she has got so much going on, and it's just for her to jump in so great, so quickly and so committedly to help us put something together for everybody here at Talk to Me Sis is really fun.
Really fun. And she's just a ball of light and energy. That's her username on Instagram and TikTok. If you're not following her, you should be. She has a podcast called Autism Odyssey, which is super informative, super amazing. She dives really deep into the worlds of spelling to communicate and picky eating. She has a whole, I think it's like a little course, but you would need to go to her page to see all the details on picky eaters, which I know is a really, really big issue for a lot of autism families. So definitely check her out.
And we talked about having her back because we didn't even broach the subject with her. And I do think that might help some people.
I do too. And I know that was so much more of an issue for us when Tanner was younger. And I know, that is something that many families face on the day to day. So we'll definitely get Betsy back. And then came Andrea. Andrea was so fun. No, I'm sorry. Nikki was next. Did I say it out of order?
Yes, because you had Nikki. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said out of order. So Nikki Tomczak, if you missed it, you definitely need to go back and listen. Nikki is from the Houston area, and her daughter Olivia is 23. And Olivia had really, really severe, I guess you would say like level 3 severe autism as a young child, was non-speaking for quite a while. And Nikki and her husband Marty kind of took the medical intervention route to treating or dealing with or coping, however you want to phrase it, Olivia's autism. And Nikki is a wealth of information. She is amazing. She is candid. She is raw. She is funny. She is so
real.
So well. Yeah. So well informed. If you missed that episode, definitely go back and listen to it. Because again, we are not endorsing or, we are not saying that everybody has medical issues, but Olivia did. And she is now speaking, has a job, just cashed her first paycheck. She has friends. She has a life. She has a little boy she's interested in. Just had a pool party for her birthday. And she was non-speaking and had a lot of aggressive behavior. And they couldn't even take her out when she was a little girl. And the medical interventions that they've done have gotten her to this place. So if that's something that resonates with any listener, go listen to Nikki. She has some great thoughts and some really good advice.
And then there was Andrea. Mm-hmm. Drawings by Trent Mom, which it's sad. Sometimes with the schedules, we don't want to miss, being here for you guys. So Nikki and I have to divide and conquer. Yep. So you were out of pocket that day and I was with Andrea, but I had the pleasure of spending some time over a weekend. They were on Trent's summer tour and they had come to the Atlanta area and we spent a few days. We spent a Sunday lunch with them. We spent, we did Sunday actual church with them. Then we went to Sunday lunch and then we did a meet and greet with Trent. which I felt like our presence was a little, made it a little chaotic. they were superstars with us about it. And beautiful family. Love her, her and her husband's marriage, their dynamic, their foundation. You see that beautiful, strong family come from that.
Yes, they've been together a long time, since they were very young. It's very cool. Yeah.
Their story's great. And then just from there, and then her daughter and son-in-law, just amazing family, lovely. And Trent is just beautiful. Oh, and the talent there is just really inspiring just to watch him.
Yeah, mind-blowing.
And I love, and I said it before, it's just the confidence of drawing with a Sharpie. Yeah. But Andrea is still, you know, and they are still now seeking different things for Trent. And they are looking into, you know, it's always, you know, we're never, we're always evolving with our kids, right? Even when they're young adults, they still, Connor still needs support. I mean, I'm traveling with him. And it's, we're always evolving and just trying to meet the new challenges where we are. And I know you're, and I want to say anything for you, you're doing so with Tanner.
Yeah.
And, you know, with Connor, it's just more, we're really trying to meet him with some more life skills and independence and travel and things like that. Again, needs a lot of support.
Yeah.
But Andrea is still seeking things to help improve Trent's everyday and life and communication.
Yeah.
So, yeah, great. I have been, I've also loved that the complex needs families, the moms were so willing and happy to come on here.
No.
And they also shared, we heard multiple times that, you know, those, the community and some of the Facebook pages that they're in, they're not massive fans of the show.
Yeah.
Understandable. But just also just coming on and just showing like unification in our community. Right.
I loved it. And all three of them were just so confident in who they are, which I loved, and so assured in the way they spoke and the way they have handled their child's particular situation. And we need more of that too. Just being like, you know, you just need to listen to each individual family, learn what you can from them. If it doesn't resonate with you, that's fine. Go on to the next one. But I just loved how all of them came in with confidence, and they came in with a lot of love and a lot of understanding and truly just wanting to share, hey, this worked for us. Or these are the things that we found that were really meaningful and really made a difference in our day-to-day life with this child that has very high needs. So here it is. I'm offering it to you. And I'm telling my story. And they were all just so well-spoken and so great. I'm so grateful to all of them for coming and joining us.
And on that note, I think, and again, divide and conquer queens over here, Nikki has somebody special. I know we're...
I do.
But you've got something.
Next week, who it is, but I have an interview set up for this Friday with a highly requested guest who is a mom of a much more complex needs child. And she's incredible. I've been following her for a while and I'm fascinated, to say the least. I am fascinated with her story. I'm fascinated with her as a person. And I really want to hear what she has to say. I think she's going to be an extremely interesting interview. And I know we're going to learn things from her. So I'm so excited to do that interview and bring it to you guys, not this Thursday, but the next. So,
so we, you know, kind of wanted to get back to just, you know, saying, hey, little bit of a life update as to why we had to absolutely, you know, not turn in our homework last week. but we also, you know, love to connect with you guys. And so obviously the DMs, we do our very best to read, respond and everything, but we were just going to go ahead and read some that, you know, we liked and spoke to us. I forgot how you wanted it to go. Did you want me to start or you to start?
You start and then I'll go. We can go back and forth. That'll be fun.
Okay. You want me to start?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to look at my phone. So hang on. Let me go to photos. Okay. Let's see. Who did I pick first?
Oh, and if anybody likes my cute hat, it's from Peace Love Autism, Tara Reynolds. She's on Instagram and TikTok, Peace Love Autism. Go support them. They're awesome.
I want to get some of that merch. I will go support her.
That is really cute.
Absolutely. That is a cute hat. I saw that the other day when you came by my office. That was great.
I
need the readers, guys. So they're going on. Okay. My message is from Kate J. I'm going to just protect your last name. I don't, you know, you probably don't want to be out there for everybody, but, Kate J wrote in, it's kind of long, so I'm just going to read it. And, hi ladies. My husband and I have been fans of Lots from the beginning, and both of you, especially Lise, had me. I didn't pick it for this. I didn't pick it.
It's okay. It's okay.
Especially Lise had me enamored with how you mommed. Our eldest son will turn 3 in July. Was just diagnosed with ASD and just a few months ago. I have felt this incessant need to hear real talk about parenting people with autism. Okay. I find a lot of people sugarcoat or brush over some details. I like how hard it is on a marriage.
Yeah.
And choose words that invalidate how we feel. This show, this podcast is incredible. My husband listens also, which has opened up a floodgate of conversations that have made our bond even stronger. Okay. Win right there for me. Yeah. We are recommending this to families to help them understand what we're experiencing, which leads to my question. Could y'all do an episode with extended family members?
Oh, wow.
Uncles, aunts, grandparents, and explain how you as the parents guided them through this journey as well.
Wow.
It's a whole other experience that we didn't anticipate after this diagnosis and would. Love to hear how your family's navigated this unprecedented journey. It takes a village, which is so true, but sometimes the village doesn't know what the hell to do or how to help.
Wow.
Sending you so much love to your families, and thank you for being honest and vulnerable with your stories. And then she did spell my name wrong. She goes, tried to spell your name right, but I'm a millennial who can't figure out how to edit in DMs with a laughy face. Kate J, number one. That's beautiful. Happy third birthday to your baby. Wow. Awesome suggestion on bringing in aunts, uncles. I know my mom would love to come on here.
Your mom. Phyllis. Phyllis is a queen. We need Phyllis on the pod.
I think, you know, too, my mom would probably jump at the chance. Hang on a second. Hey, Connor. Connor, push back over there. You're on the show. Hey, Connor. I'm sorry. Life. I'm sure my mom would come on, even maybe my sister or an uncle. You know, I think that's great. I don't know about you, Nikki, if you have any family that might.
Yes. And even best friends. Because for me, that was a lot of who got me through too, like best girlfriends.
Yeah.
Like, really? Yeah. That was, I love that idea. There are so many great ideas in the DMs. Oh my God.
We are working for y'all. We really want to know what you want. But like KJ, I love that suggestion. And also thanks for shouting out. And I hope your husband and he might've watched the husband's episode, yes. You know,
I love it that I was listening.
Yeah. I do think that was a great one. And you got a husband who was there from minute one and stayed in the foxhole. And then you got a man who chose to get on the crazy train. So, my crazy train being single mom, dogs, kids, you know, not autism, just my life was a tornado. So, you know, Kate, thank you so much for that message. Noted. And I, you know, we'll look into that. See if we have any interest.
That's a great idea. I've seen so many great ideas in the last,
I mean,
week. And we are making lists. We got to get the research and get the right contacts, but
technology wise, my mom would have to probably be sitting next to me because there'd be no way we could get her in here.
Just have her live. Yeah, just have her live. I would love that though. She's so fun. She'd be amazing.
She's adorable. And yeah. I think my mom would jump on. So yeah, let's see, Nikki. Let's try to put that episode together.
Let's do it.
Okay. And did you have a DM?
I do. This is from Gina, and I'm only going to use first names too. Gina writes, I am Gina, a storyteller, life coach, and single mom to my 19-year-old daughter, Ari, who has dyslexia, ADHD, OCD, and debilitating anxiety. When it came time for college, Ari didn't feel ready to move out on her own, so we relocated to Los Angeles so she could live at home and have the support she needs, especially with homework and managing her anxiety day to day. Ari has been through a lot. Her dad passed away from heart disease when she was young, and since then, it's just been the two of us. Even though she's not on the autism spectrum, she deeply relates to the stories you've shared about your sons needing extra support, doing things on their own timeline, and redefining what independence really looks like. She is actually the one who introduced me to Talk to Me Sis. She's 19. She listens all the time and told me your parenting reminds her of mine, which meant a lot to her. She loved watching both boys' journey on Love on the Spectrum. Hearing your stories has helped her feel seen, and it's been powerful for both of us to witness the love, honesty, and humor you bring to your conversations. My own journey parenting Ari through school systems, IEPs, and mental health challenges inspired me to do the work that I do now as a life coach. I teach storytelling, and I've been fortunate enough to share some of my stories on NPR. That's so cool. These days, I focus on supporting not only parents of divergent or mentally affected children, but others too. But also individuals from all walks of life. I help people work through challenges like anxiety, self-doubt, and life transitions, and support them in gaining confidence, clarity, and a stronger sense of themselves. Ari and I would love the chance to join you on the podcast to share our story and the ways we've grown together and how we support each other going through similar things. She'd be so excited to share her own experience. Thank you both for the beautiful real space you've created. You've already impacted our lives more than you know. I just thought, number one, a 19-year-old listening to our podcast who then brought her mom, who's probably closer to our age group, in is so, that is amazing. And, you know, for us, and I mean, I've been very open about this, and for our particular scenario with Tanner, honestly, autism and like the more classically autistic behaviors are not really the things that he struggles with on the day-to-day at this age, at 26. But anxiety, and many people still do not realize this, even though I feel like we've been very open, anxiety is a big one for Tanner. And so that really hit me, of course, and a little bit of a obsessive thought pattern tendency and being unable to turn off the tape in his mind. And as Lisa alluded to earlier, we're actually working on some speech therapy and some different interventions at 26 years old. And even with all that he's done and all the opportunities and successes that he's had, we realize we're still not done. There are still things that we need to work on, still places we need to go. And I love the transparency of this family and, you know, being really raw and real about what they're going through, and just love like the mother-daughter listening together. It's so cool.
I love that. Gina, I feel like I need you in my life, and for real. And Gina, also just coming to you from the team single mom, mm-hmm. and you know, Ari's dad passed away. So you were, you know, really out there on your own, and just really, just, I really respect that and the work you've done, and that you've been able to, you know, rise up out of these ashes and support Ari. And look, I mean, look at the sacrifices mom made. I don't know where they were from, but she made the move to LA yeah. so wow. her daughter could be closer and get the support. Like, this is beautiful parenting out there. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, we get complimented a lot, and I'm very humbled by it from seeing us on the show, but you know, it sounds like there's a bunch of us out there, and yeah. just thank you for the message, Gina, and food for thought for another episode. I mean,
absolutely. I would love to
learn.
Sounds
from
so
each other.
Interesting.
Excellent. Okay. My turn. Let's see. Mm-hmm. I've got Jordan W. Okay. Jordan, Lisa, Nikki. Wow. Where do I even begin? I have followed you guys through the show, and now after listening to your podcast, I feel so unbelievably seen, especially after listening to your podcast that you did with your husbands. This is a good episode.
Yeah.
I was on my walk and just bawling my eyes out. I don't even think you could begin to realize how much sharing your marriage experiences and your emotions after diagnosis helped me. My son is 7, and the last 4 years have been draining, tumultuous, confusion, but what finally feeling as though we are starting to see the sunshine again through the grief. Oh, how this would have helped me 3 years ago when I was really in the thick of it. Thank you for putting yourselves out there. You're truly amazing. If you ever do any kind of workshop for autism parents, please let us know. God is using both of you in a big, beautiful way. All my love, Jordan W.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. I mean, what that again, that's the reason for the podcast, that right there.
That whole husband's episode was so critical for me. Mm-hmm. I dabble with, and I'm going to say it here, and I almost said it like multiple times on different episodes, and I'm going to say it, and I've been holding back saying it, and I don't even know if it would be a yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like this tempted to ask Connor's dad on.
Yeah. I think it would be fascinating.
We've had our, and I just, I think that, having the husbands on here, mm-hmm. my current husband and Mark was good. And just hearing that, I don't know. I'm still like on the fence about it myself, but
yeah. And I mean, that's,
I thought about it,
but
that would be a real episode.
I feel like if you and Simon both felt good about it, it could be incredibly helpful.
It'd be interesting to see. I don't know. Yeah. I dabble in that. I've never even broached a subject with him. So I'm probably talking way outside of the lines here, but
I'd love to hear his perspective, and like how it felt for him.
He loves his kids. And I don't want that to ever be, there was just, especially after people met our family in season two, people were like, did Connor's dad die? Like, where is he? And he is very involved. So I definitely want to like erase that disservice whatever I may have said over the years. Anyway, I dabble in that just to get that. But I love to hear that that helped your marriage. And I'm sorry we showed up 3 years too late, but I hopefully it helped you and your husband.
What a sweet message. What a sweet, that really, that is the reason we did the podcast, because I remember how it felt to feel that way. Yeah. And then I've cried through more podcasts than I can count in my lifetime. Like, listening to other mothers talk or somebody further down the line, it makes all the difference in the world in getting you through the hard days. So I'm so happy that we are having the opportunity to do it. That's amazing.
Absolutely. And for me, I just want to say, I love that people are really resonating with the real talk. The people who are in the trenches and wearing the t-shirt with us, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just trying to shed some light on sometimes some of the comments that we get back. I'm trying to sit on my hands because I'm trying to be mindful of, I use my hands
too much. I strap my knee really tight.
Literally sitting on them. I find that sometimes I did this before I had children. This is the only way I can compare it because sometimes I do go look at the profiles of the individuals who may say things like, wow, it's really horrible what you just said. Or I didn't like, I was sad, disappointed, mad, angry, whatever we felt. Right.
Right.
I sometimes go and look and sometimes I do feel like it may be someone who can't relate, doesn't have children or doesn't have a child on the spectrum. So my biggest thing is when I was younger, before I ever had kids, and I think we all do this before, and I would see people with their kids misbehaving. I remember judging with my gavel and my robe on going, I would never have a kid like that. Right. We do it. And I think it's similar to that. So I think let's just with the kindness and try to have empathy. Nobody's feelings are wrong. It's all our lived experience, and we're entitled to whatever we feel like we felt. And so I love that helped you. And
that's amazing. That is amazing.
It's a message.
Love it. And I'm so glad we did that dad episode. I do think that was so impactful. Those were some of those and the sibling episodes were probably my favorites. Loved it. All right. So here's the next one from Miss Alexandria. And she writes, I've listened to all episodes because my husband and I always binge watch Love on the Spectrum the day it comes out. It's so wholesome and beautiful with a bit of comedy, thanks to Connor. I have a 5-month-old baby, and as she seems neurotypical, I really don't know yet. If that ever becomes my journey, I feel comforted by your words and journey that you have shared. I thought the other day, if I was ever to receive that diagnosis, I would reach out to you ladies because you would be able to set me up with a network of people, mentors, friends, specialists, etc. I really think this is your calling, being almost a contact center of where to send people, especially now that you are dipping your toes into the non-speaking community as well. By the way, it was so interesting to learn about that. I agree. So interesting and necessary. However, the reason I reach out today is more than just hyping you girls up, but we do appreciate that because the sibling episodes were so heartwarming and I just can't get it out of my head. Shout out to the sibs. I would love an episode or more of on more of how you parented rules and how you talk to them, because you two have just raised very sweet, genuine people. And even if my kids don't have autism, I would love for them to turn out as beautifully as your other kids. Just looking for simple parenting advice. You two are wonderful advocates and I've enjoyed learning from you. Plus, Lise, I really wish you and Connor would have your own reality TV show. Can we call Netflix?
I don't think you really want that.
I tune in regularly. I would be there for every episode because I personally think I know better than others how funny it would really be.
But you've actually seen the real stuff.
Like that text I got this morning, which I will not share. That was great. No, there is some real humor in these families. But oh my gosh, Alexandria, first of all, thank you for all those kind words. That was so nice. So nice to hear. And like Lise just said, you know, sometimes when you get the picky comments or the ones that are less than nice, it is so affirming to that. But, you know, again, we take the good with the bad. We learn from it and it makes you stronger. It's all okay. It really is. Because I feel like the longer we go down this road, the more assured I feel of who we are and what our mission is and why we're here and why we took the chance on letting our kids be out there in the spotlight, because the good truly does outweigh the bad. It really does. And the positive interactions have been so much more. And where she was talking about that we would be able to hook her up with a network of people, I don't know that we could actually do that. However, that has been another unbelievable blessing of this whole thing. The people we have met that I just feel like have made me a better person, have made me see the world from so many more different lenses, that have made me appreciate what I have and genuinely be thankful for all the blessings that we have and where Tanner is and what he's achieved. And also so much like mad respect for the families who have done so much more than I have, who have faced harder mountains to climb, who have had to go further down this road, who've had to face, you know, higher needs and harder answers and all those kinds of things. I don't know. I feel like it's just slowly but surely chipping away, making me a better person, just making me see everybody with so much more respect. And I'm loving learning about spelling to communicate and a lot of these different interventions that are very different than what we heard about in 2002 when our kids were diagnosed, when it was a different world. And that's another thing, like we are literally in a different world than we were when our boys were diagnosed. I mean, this is the same world. No. And what's out there now, what's the norm now, the terminology, all of it, it is just unbelievably different and moving at warp speed and it's always changing. So, you know, I do feel like this podcast and meeting all these different people, that's exactly really what we're trying to do virtually is network you all together, like network people. Like we're bringing the guests on so you can hear the stories and hopefully hear the story that's right for you.
That makes sense. Yeah. And I want to speak to, like, you know, you have this baby, neurotypical so far, you know, typically developing, maybe, you know, we'll never have this diagnosis or see this in your parenting life. And hopefully you'll have other kids. I want to speak to, you know, parenting them as a group. The one thing that I did that I think obviously we did therapies, accommodations and so forth with Connor, but I didn't treat Connor differently in terms of consequences and discipline and expectations. Granted, scaffolding to the expectations were different for Connor, but the expectation and the bar was the same for all four. The other thing that I feel like really fused my parenting was my divorce, sadly enough. I hope that doesn't ever happen to you. So just maybe tear from the page that I did learn, because I had to be obviously humbled in some way in my life. I made a very tight commitment that we were going to look out for each other, and that stood across the siblings. The way that I protect them and look out for them, they were to do for each other. Consequences were the same for each other. The expectation of respect and sharing was the same. Just to help you with the parenting piece.
Yeah.
I worked for a family a long time ago. And it blew my mind because I wasn't raised this way and I'll never forget this. And it stuck with me. And I remember it was against everything I was raised to do. And I think this is sort of just a glimpse of how I parent. This is back. I was in college and I was a nanny. Okay. And this, child came to me and said, so-and-so is using my Legos. I don't remember. And I said, okay, what's the problem? Well, they're my Legos. Okay, were you using them? I was trying to break down what happened.
Yeah.
Did they take them from you? Were you in the? No, I wasn't using them. And they're using them. Yes. And that's and I'm a college kid. That's a problem. Why?
Right.
Because they're mine. So you and I was like, let me understand this. They were going to sit in your room and not do anything. Your siblings using these Legos, and it's not. Yeah, that's not okay. I wasn't raised like this, and this may ruffle some feathers, but I was like, you know, I let the child continue to play with the Legos. Well, I got spoken to by the parents that night.
Really?
That, and I just made, and it impressed me in some way of this thinking, like, it in my family, and this is what worked for Lise, and this just, it didn't feel right to me. If a sibling had a toy, now granted, you know, I understand there's boundaries and personal things, but things like Legos, you know, I made my kids share. If you're not using it and they want to use it, as long as they're going to use it in the right way, not destroy it, not, let's be honest, like respect. But the kid was just building with the Legos. We need to share. That's kind of how I raised my kids. The other observation I have, and I won't get too deep into it, as a 53-year-old mom who's raised her kids, I see what parents are like now, and I'm a little blown away. I am a firm believer that parents are given to kids as for a reason, because we're smarter. We've been around the sun a few more times. We've experienced things, and we need to guide and we need to teach. Child-led parenting is not for me, and I didn't do it. So if you see the result of my adult children and you want to know what it is,
right?
I said no.
Yeah.
I grounded. I had consequences.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't let them run amok. My yep. kids didn't tell me how things were going to be. So like it or not, if you like what you see, and right. I'm not saying it was fun, and I'm not saying there weren't tears, mine and theirs, but I'm their friend now, but I wasn't always their friend then.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Very similar parenting style when they were
young. Don't cancel me.
No. Hey, that's your lived experience, and they like what you bring into the table now. So that's how it got there. But you know, another thing I think that was really successful in our household, which I also did not grow up with, I really made a big effort for all the mistakes that I made, and there were plenty, to let each of them know that my greatest wish for all of them is for them to write their own story, Tanner included, as much as he possibly can. Like, you are you, I am me. Daddy and I have written our story. You know, we made the life choices that we made. We chose to have you. I chose to be a stay-at-home mom. He is dual careered. He's a farm assistant and farmer. I was a stay-at-home mom. We made our story, but you don't have to live your life to try to reflect what you think I want. You do not have to mold yourself to me. That's one thing I see a lot of online, you know. People are like, oh, you know, Tanner parrots back at you, and you know, you're trying to make him be this. I'm like, I feel like that's honestly the furthest thing from the truth. The way I've actually raised my kids, I have tried.
They don't get it. That's a comment that they don't get it.
They don't really get it. And I'm like, I wish people knew how much I have instilled in each of them. You are you. You are not her. You are not him. And I don't want you to be yourself. Go fly, little bird. And the whole point is for you to leave me confidently. That is the whole point. And then we can morph into that parent, that friendly advisor role, and move away from the parent-child role. You know, and that's like the whole thing. But they're never going to get there if you don't let them fall, if you don't let them make some mistakes. And if you're not constantly telling them, you can do it, go, but I'm here to help you see when you're dropping the ball, and I'm here to call you on it when you've made a mistake and constructively criticize you, and also be your biggest cheerleader. And it's finding that balance, because they need
to put a boot in your ass. Like I've had to do with some of my kids.
Exactly. And occasionally that is what is needed, but I appreciate that. Like that compliment though, from that is the highest praise, honestly, to say that they love what they see in the adult children. Cause that's the biggest thing I ever did, was raise those four kids. So that is awesome.
Same. That's yep. That'll be my legacy. I'll be happy
Me
with
too.
It.
Yeah. Me too.
So, well, Nikki, I know I hate that. It's the fun's got to stop at some point, because I know I had a hard stop at a certain time today. Yep. And is there anything else we want to talk about, or we're excited for your next week?
I'm yes. so excited for the next interview. And then, you know, we've got lots of thoughts for the future. We do have plans outside of just this hourly, weekly podcast that we're hoping to have coming out sooner than later.
Yes.
So there's a lot of things in the work. The boys are both very busy. I think there's going to be a lot of fun things to watch them do over the next few months. And there's a lot of good things coming. So it's great.
And just for, as always, thank you guys just for the support, the love, the comments, everything. We appreciate it. I've heard you about my hands waving around. I'm trying to sit on them. So if they poke up,
absolutely,
I'm trying to get them down.
Absolutely, it's still popping out, but we're trying, and you know, but we're getting better.
We're trying. Anyway, thank you for your support. We were really moved to hear you were missing us last week. We're here. Thanks for dealing with me and my little buddy poking in or wherever, and
just abruptly deciding he was done.
Bye, Tanner. We love you. Okay. Well, Nikki, thanks so much, and as always, we love you, mean it.
Bye, y'all. Have a great week.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Lastly, everybody, if you liked hanging out with us today, do us a favor, hit the follow button, leave a rating, or drop a quick review. It helps more than you know. And if you really loved it, send it to a friend who needs to hear this. And if you're interested in sponsoring a future episode, please send us an email at talktomesismail@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and love you, mean.